Hello, my name is Elizabeth, and today we're going to read Dream Big, Little Pig. It is I think it is drawn by Christy Amaguchi and illustrated by Tim Bowers. And Elisha isn't here today, but let's get reading. Poppy was a pig, a pot-bellied, waddling, toddling pig. She was a pig with dreams, and she was a pig who dreamed big. She wanted to be a star. Poppy had always dreamed of being a posh prima ballerina. She tried out for Swan Lake, a famous ballet. But Poppy was not graceful. In fact, she was quite clumsy. Follow your dreams, said Poppy's mother, who loved her no matter what. Go, girl, said Poppy's grandparents, who were her biggest fans. Dream big, pig, said Poppy's best friend, Emma, who was always there for her. Dancing is just not for you, said the people in charge of the ballet. Try something else. So Poppy tried out for Singing Stars, a popular chorus competition. She'd always dreams of being a soulful singer. But Poppy sang off-key, and to be honest, she couldn't really carry a tune. So Poppy tried out for... Follow your dreams, said Poppy's mother. You go, girl, said Poppy's grandparents. Dream big, pig, said Emma.
Singing is just not for you, said the people in charge of the competition. Try something else.
So Poppy tried out for a supermodel search. Always dreamed of being a big-time, splashy supermodel. But Poppy was not very glittery or fancy. She even tripped on her fancy gown. Oh no, that is intense. Follow your dreams, said Poppy's mother. You go, girl, said Poppy's grandparents. Dream big, pig, said Emma.
Modeling is just not for you, said the people in charge of the search.
Try something else. But Poppy didn't know what else to try. As she wandered through New Pork City, she began to wonder if her dreams would really come true. Poppy was about to give up when she heard her mother say, just follow your heart and remember, we love you no matter what. And her grandparents cheer, we're your biggest fans. And her best Emma squeal, we're here for you. Poppy smiled. She just knew what to do. When Poppy thought about all the things she truly loved, her friends and family were at the top of the list. So the next day, Poppy invited Emma for a pig's day out in the park. While giggling and strolling along, they spotted an ice rink. Poppy and Emma watched the skaters skimming and spinning and twirling and swooping and sizzling on the ice. Poppy realized it was the most beautiful sight she had ever seen. Her heart danced with joy. Emma saw a twinkle in Poppy's eye and high-fived her friend. Dream big, pig, she cheered. So Poppy waddled and toddled right up to the teacher and said, I'd like to be a spectacular ice skating star.
A pig on ice?
Honey, I don't know if that's possible. Anything's possible, responded Poppy. I believe in dreaming big. The teacher shrugged. As you wish, she said. Let's see if this pig's got bazads. Poppy laced up her skate. She slipped and slid all over the ice she fell. But this time, Poppy got up. Over and over, she shuffled and stumbled. stumbled and fell. By the time the rink was closed for the night, Poppy was skating more than she was falling, and it felt like magic. Wow, this is really cool. Poppy returned to the rink the very next day. Her cheeks were pink with winter wind and excitement. She was so happy gliding and sliding and tumbling and bumbling on the ice. She didn't even know that she wasn't perfect. And no one else did either. Now, a most talented pig, Poppy learned to twirl and do dips, lunges, and splits. Poppy learned how to do jumps, spirals, and lifts. Wow, but I wonder if anyone else could do that. That seems hard. You keep falling on the ice. I've done it before. Before she knew it, more and more skaters stopped to watch Poppy practice. She was quite a sight. She even had her picture on the front page of the newspaper. Poppy felt like a star. Some of her fans made t-shirts that read, "Follow your dreams." Others wore hats that said, "Dream big, pig." And tote bags declared, "You go, girl." Poppy's dreams had come true. What time went by, Poppy didn't stop dreaming. One day she decided to be a pilot. She wanted to parachute and be the first skydiving pig. "When pigs fly," said the other pilots. They did not know Poppy. She was a pig who dreamed big. And at the last page, you can actually see she's in a parachute thing with a bow on her head, and she's parachuting out of her plane that's pink and glittery, and it says, "The end." I hope you enjoyed the story. And have a great day. Bye.